Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick. Georgia, Auburn, Vanderbilt, and South Carolina took the stage at SEC Media Days today. LSU visits Auburn and new head coach Alex Golish October 24th. Golish took over at Auburn after a 9-3 season at USF last year. He brought 13 players with him, including quarterback Byron Brown. Brown says those former Bulls have a chip on their shoulders as they head to the SEC.
We just put our head down, go to work, be the best us that we can be every single day, and I think that speaks for everybody that transferred. We just want Auburn to be its best and want to leave it better than we found it, and that's the plan, bring Auburn back to where it should be.
UL Lafayette Athletics Director Dr. Brian Maggard is leaving to take a job as the deputy AD at Missouri. Locked On Sunbelt podcast host Dave Schultz says he guided the Cajuns through a new era in college athletics.
Overall, I think Brian Maggard did a great job. Now, college sports absolutely changed before his eyes. It was one thing when he took the job with the Cajuns. It's absolutely another thing now that he's moving on to Missouri.
LRN.
If you love LSU, don't settle for headlines everyone else already has. At TigerRag.com and in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find breaking news, exclusive interviews, recruiting, game analysis, and the investigative reporting that's making headlines across Louisiana. Recently named Louisiana's first place breaking news winner by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association, Tiger Rag delivers independent journalism covering the business, the politics, and the games of LSU athletics. Visit TigerRag.com every day. Tiger Rag, independent, fearless LSU.
Southland Conference Media Day was today. McNeese head coach Matt Viator is entering his second season back in Lake Charles after winning four conference titles with the Pokes from 2006 to 2015. He says the Cowboys have a tough week one matchup against defending champ Stephen F. Austin.
They're going to be tough. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to be well coached. So we know it's a big challenge for us, but hopefully the fact that we've gotten better at the routine and we've gotten better and stuff. So hopefully, we'll do what we need to do in camp to have a shot.
Northwestern State head coach Blaine McCorkle is still trying to build the Demons program after notching just one win in two seasons. The Demons host Louisiana Christian in this year's opener, and McCorkle expects an electric atmosphere.
Even with the lack of success we've had the last few years, I think we went over 11,000 twice last year, which is really neat to see. So when we start flipping that scoreboard and putting some W's up, it's going to be really exciting to see what that stadium turns back into. And I tell people all the time, they built it the way it is for a reason, because they once needed it, and we're going to need it again.
Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
Our time is now with LSU basketball.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
One way or another, we're going to make history.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
LSU is the best job in football.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
I came here to win. We're going to win immediately.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council, Boudreaux's Electrical Services, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Case Kieschnick and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Two great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Tiger Rag Radio. This is Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with the Executive Editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and the Editor, Glenn Gilbo. Happy SEC Football Media Days. We are halfway through. Of course, Greg Sankey, so far the headliner. We are certainly going to get into that. We'll talk a lot about that here over the next couple of hours. We'll also hear from a couple of people that are in Tampa for the SEC Media Days, including Raymond Parch, who, of course, works over at ESPN Southwest Radio, where we are heard. And we had some technical difficulties the last couple of weeks for some of our affiliates, so they were not able to catch us live. So we are glad to be back on in Lafayette and Lake Charles. Hello, everyone there. We really appreciate you sticking with us, and hopefully you were able to catch it on podcast or YouTube, or maybe even just streamed us at TigerRag.com. That's another option as well. So we'll talk to Raymond coming up later on in this hour. Chris Gordy, host of the Locked On SEC podcast, also works for Sports Talk 790 in Houston. We'll get his thoughts. He's in Tampa as well. And then another story, there's a lot of different stories here that have been breaking. LSU football scheduling news, Tommy White, we're going to get into all that stuff as well. But former LSU Tiger Ryan Clark dismissed from ESPN. Dan Zakrzewski from the Outkick, who was set to report it as ESPN had to quickly dismiss him during the middle of a show. So we'll get Dan's thoughts on that and Ryan Clark, now a free agent in the sports media world. Todd and Glenn, how you guys doing tonight?
Well, Jeff, Ryan is actually going to be replacing you
really?
Next week.
Really?
I'm not sure if you heard about that yet, but we're going to tell you what, Ryan got left on air, and so are you.
Well, actually, go ahead and sign off now.
Yeah. Okay, now, right. Just real quick, Dan Zakrzewski, he's a heck of a reporter, and Outkick, just so people know, a lot of people don't realize, it's really affiliated with Fox Sports.
Well, really, now Fox News.
Yeah. And when you click on Outkick story, Fox comes up. So they that was really a cool story he did, along with another guy there, Bobby Barack. They were both reporting on that from different angles, and it's really some interesting stuff. But I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
go ahead.
I'm a short timer here, so go. You can interrupt.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to sign off. Now, I think we should talk about the American League batting champion first.
Who's the American League batting?
Tommy White.
Yeah, we'll get into that. I also got a little interesting nugget. Hopefully I don't forget when we do get into the baseball talk. You know, obviously there is labor negotiations going on, and there could be a significant change when it comes to college baseball. So I'll leave that as a tease.
Congress going to get involved?
No, I don't think so.
Shoot. That works so well.
Yeah. Well,
it's so amazing that Sankey and Petito are upset at what Congress is doing, because everybody told them that's what's going
to
happen.
All right, so I guess that is a good way to segue into what we want to talk about. I'll let you guys start off here. Your impressions of what Greg Sankey had to say Monday to kick off SEC Football Media Days.
Entirely predictable when it came to the Protect College Sports Act. I mean, the writing's been on the wall for weeks now. I wrote a column today on TigerAg.com. It's all about Congress is now doing the best they can to keep the SEC at the table. He validated, Sankey did, the fact that there's serious consideration to walk away from the NCAA. And I think that's the biggest news. The rest of the SEC media days bores me.
Do you think Greg would rather not walk away and instead get what he wants and stay? Yeah. Okay. Well, I agree, and I think what he was saying yesterday was kind of like finessing Congress, or you know, kind of a poker game with Congress is what that is. I thought.
Well, I think it's negotiations, but I think he is prepared.
Yeah,
and I think the Big Ten is prepared to walk away. And I know that's not a popular sentiment, and I know it scares the hell out of a lot of people, but and I don't think it's likely to happen right now. But I definitely believe that if they restrain them as much as they're still trying to do by keeping them from adding teams, limiting the time frame that they can do that, and that hurts their media rights, and they're not going to stand for that. They're just simply not.
Let's say they both split off. You got the Big Ten and you got the SEC. Well, then there's going to be a natural championship game every year. The Big Ten champion plays the SEC champion for the national championship.
Yeah, it'd be like the AFC and NFC.
Yeah.
Let's stop.
I'm serious. That might be the only way the SEC can make the freaking national championship game, because they can't make one the way it is now.
This talk of breakaway just needs to stop.
Well, it's not going to.
Because it will kill college athletics.
Well, it'll kill it the way you've seen it. And the way we've all been used to it, but it's different now. This is not the same game it was 3 years ago.
But will it be better or worse?
I'm not saying it'll be better or worse. I'm saying it's different now.
Yeah.
He talked about all this enforcement stuff, Mr. Transparent SEC Commissioner. How come he didn't, in his 43 minutes, explain? He's talking about we want everybody to play by the same rules.
Yeah, they do.
But that's not the reason why he – first of all, he does not – when is the SEC ever going to investigate anything, enforce any rules on their own?
They love
the fact that they can sit there and tell the NCAA, oh, it's the NCAA's fault, it's this and that.
The reason the SEC and the rest of the and the Big Ten and the rest of college football wanted Congress's intervention is so they want the antitrust protection and they want conformed rules. And that's it and that's all.
They also couldn't
what about
figure
the pulling
things
the media
themselves?
Rights?
What the media rights are outside of the bounds of that. That's the restraint they're rebelling against.
Revenue cap, how come he didn't talk about that?
Because that's not the negotiating point. The negotiating point right now is stay away from our expansion and stay away from our media rights,
Why didn't he say that? He listed these four reasons on why they oppose the college or what needs to change. He mentioned nothing about that.
He was spinning.
I understand, but it's a bunch of bull.
It is.
It's a bunch of bull, and this idea that splitting off and the grass is greener on the other side, it's just horrible.
And
it's
the
a different game now.
Well, how is it
is a different game.
It's a pro game.
I understand, but...
It's a pro game.
I understand it's a pro game, but how do you have March Madness if you just have two conferences?
Well, I don't think that,
You can't just split
football off.
How do you do that? Explain that to me in 45 seconds.
I'm not saying it makes conventional
sense. How does that happen? It doesn't make sense.
I'm not saying it makes conventional sense. I'm saying
it's not possible.
Look, the next 3 or 5 years. The next 3 to 5 years.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I didn't say it was going to be good.
Okay.
They are going to hurt themselves even more.
Follow the money.
Okay, you want to talk about the money?
Yeah.
A championship game between the Big Ten and the SEC will not be as well watched as this last year's national championship because this is going to upset so many sports fans. If they do this, they're done with it, Todd. They are done with it. They will be done with it.
They were done with the NFL with all the national anthem stuff.
Oh, that's something. This is something where you're completely changing a sport, a tradition that you've had for hundreds of years.
Let me explain something. Let me explain one fact to you.
But if a Big Ten team plays an SEC team in a national championship game, regardless of how those two got people are going to watch it.
Not if they create some crazy little league and it's just their own little rules.
It's still a game. It's still Big Ten versus SEC.
If the Big Ten has 25, 26 teams and the SEC has 25, 26 teams.
Well, how are you going to get those teams? Where are they coming from?
Well, number one is you tell Congress you can't limit our expansion over the next 5 years.
Hard to just tell Congress what to do.
Well, I know, but they don't have to agree to it. That's where they could break away right away. I'm not saying what's going to happen. I'm saying that we don't know what's going to happen, but I guarantee you what will happen is nobody's going to be able to tell Greg Sankey and whatever Petito or whatever his name is.
Tony Petitti.
That they can't negotiate their own media rights.
Well, Tony Petitti and Greg Sankey, I think their big problems is they're trying to solve and fix some of the issues that involve all of college football, but they have dual motivations because they're trying to keep their conference, and that's not going to work. Because in the NFL, like Verge told us a couple of times, the NFL is all together Monday through Saturday, okay, and then they play the games, but they're all together, and they've got their media rights in a good system, you know, and they don't have an owner that makes those decisions. They have a commissioner. And Tony Petitti and Greg Sankey, particularly Sankey, I just don't think they can think big enough. But Petitti is much more qualified than Sankey is. To me, Sankey's kind of he's too much like Roger Goodell, though Roger Goodell finally figured it out.
It's a ship that doesn't have a captain.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's just sailing in the open seas, and it could hit an iceberg, it could hit whatever.
Right, but to say it's not going to change is just...
I never said it was not going to change, but I think the change that they are thinking about or even throwing out there... It's going to hurt the sport even more,
if you look at the draft of the Protect College Sports Act now compared to what it was 2 weeks ago, it's night and day already.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. You can, but to throw this stuff, the breakaway and this and that. I re-listened to an interview that he did with Paul Feinbaum a month ago, Greg Sankey. And this was right when the bill was first drafted. So he's at that point, he said there had been no discussions of a Super League.
He lied.
Well, they're doing a distrust to their fans.
Okay. Well, I think Charles Handegriff said it best a couple of days ago. He said both Petiti and Sankey want to go to heaven, but neither of them wants to die. In other words, they can't. They need to learn how to give up something.
Yeah,
you know?
that's what you do
in D.C. You give up this for this. That's how New Orleans got the Saints. You give up this and you take that. And they're not doing that right.
Well, according to Christianity, you can have heaven on earth. You don't have to die.
All right, that's a whole nother topic I don't want to get into. But
heaven's over for the SEC. The Big Ten runs things.
I am just, it was a complete eye roll with what he had to say yesterday.
Well, let's listen to some of it.
All right. Well, we got.
My eyes are ready to roll.
All right. Go ahead, Case. Throw something out there as far as I know you got a couple things that he had to say yesterday. Let's hit one of them here before we go to the
boo while he's talking.
So understand that beneath the observation is frustration. But I also know the pride with which I spoke of 13 national championships, and there is meaning and value. And I do think a national expectation that we participate in a national organization. But that national organization must function in a healthy manner. Otherwise, that simmering will continue.
All right, well, we'll see if they're able to get something done. I do sense that breaking away is really their last option. I get that. I just don't even really think it's in my mind, it's not feasible. It's not feasible. It's not going to result in what they're anticipating. You're going to get together with a conference that you can't even agree with as far as how postseason should be. Who's going to enforce the rules? You don't even want to enforce the rules right now. The SEC can enforce these rules.
It is funny that the SEC is talking about enforcing rules because historically they're the most cheating conference in history.
Well, and I do want to say something. The people that I have talked to that are quote-unquote in the know are not talking about breaking away together, although that's our natural assumption.
Well, that's even worse in my mind. So what are you going to do?
I'm not saying they're talking about it exclusively.
I understand, but they don't. So you're going to have the SEC baseball tournament, LSU beats Tennessee, that's the championship, hey, hurrah, hooray, no Omaha. How does that make anyone happy?
My perception of it, and I know this is going to cause you to go into convulsions, but I don't believe that the other sports are necessarily earmarked. I don't know how I'm not a freaking genius.
You can't do it that way.
Well, they've already done it that way. I mean,
in what way?
Football championships are done differently than baseball.
That's fine, but
basketball.
You still have 134 teams and multiple conferences battling it out.
Just because we can't write it out and plan it doesn't mean it's not possible.
I'm telling you, you're hurting yourself even more.
Yeah,
you're hurting yourself even more.
I understand that that's what you believe, and I don't disagree necessarily with you, but I'm telling you that just because you believe that doesn't mean it can't happen.
Well, they're going to lose a lot of fans. They're going to lose a lot of casual fans. They're going to lose...
I don't think they're going to lose fans. I think they'll frustrate fans.
If you just have an SEC league, do you think the fan who... That's a Miami Hurricane fan right now that watches all the championship games. You think they're going to watch the SEC championship game?
I'll tell you what Greg Sankey would say to that. He would say that 80,000 people attend games.
What did Matt Hayes tell us when he was on the show? That SEC draws the most TV viewers.
That's fine. That's under this environment.
SEC versus SEC.
It would be a different... You're going to alienate a huge fan base outside of the SEC that will just... They will be tuned off.
Are you working for Ted Cruz?
I'm not working for anybody. I'm just telling
and
you.
And the Big Ten does have a lot more televisions and bigger cities than the SEC.
All right, let's take our first break. More on this conversation and then how the SEC also got hoodwinked and getting into this 9-game SEC schedule. And now,
Mr. Sankey... He is no Mike Slive or Roy Kramer.
We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Cluck your way to a big win. Play Chicken Scratch Bingo Tripler from the lottery. Win up to $50,000. Get ready to ruffle some feathers with big wins. Ready to stack up the cash? Then play $100,000 cash stacks from the lottery. Top prize, $100,000. Pile on the fun with $100,000 cash stacks. Louisiana Lottery, celebrating 35 years of reasons to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
Some call it overplanning. At Boudreaux Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac Home Standby Generator automatically restores your home power. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreaux's Electrical Services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. BoudreauxElectricalServices.com for more information.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit LAFarmBureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Tiger Rag Radio is back.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio. So a lot of different talking points from Greg Sankey on Monday. One of the others is the nine-game conference schedule. As a fan, I love it. I wish they would play 10 conference games. I wish they would. But when you look at the reason why they did it, one, obviously money, right? ESPN, their TV partner, Disney, wanted them to add another game, and that's a big part of it. But the other part was, you know, the Big Ten said, hey, if you guys go to nine games like we do, we'll look at expanding to 16 teams. And now, of course, the Big Ten has changed its tune on that. Now they want to do 24.
Everybody lies. Everybody
and then lies. When Greg Sankey, who here's where he was transparent, I believe, in that he said that when he was talking to those with the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, the strength of schedule is still not going to be a major factor in deciding who's going to get into the College Football Playoff. So the SEC is putting themselves on the line, playing nine conference games against tougher competition than what the Big Ten is facing, what the Big 12 is facing, what the ACC is facing, what Notre Dame is facing. And now you're putting yourself at risk of, say, someone like LSU going 9-3. And let's just say, I'm going to throw it out there, Virginia Tech goes 10-2 somehow, right? They have this great season. Virginia Tech could get in over LSU, even though LSU's schedule is probably, and I haven't looked at Virginia Tech's schedule, I'm just throwing that one out of the air. Is much tougher than Virginia Tech.
I think it would be better to use Notre Dame because they have the biggest cream puff schedule in the history of America, and they're guaranteed a spot if they finish in the top 12.
Got to keep those helmets gold,
and they're gonna finish 11-1 at worst.
That's why I didn't use Notre Dame in this example, because if they lose two games, then they are really sorry. Yes. It was that schedule.
Yeah. Okay.
So why did Sankey agree with nine games if that's true? I mean, it's like he got hoodwinked.
Because he thought that they would consider schedule strength more, and they're not.
He also thought they'd go to 16, right?
And then how is the College Football Playoff Selection Committee not take that into account? Why are they seriously sitting here saying that the Big 12, the competition in the Big 12 is on par with the SEC?
Maybe it's SEC fatigue. They were tired of seeing the SEC win so much. I don't know.
How did this frustrated the heck out of me when I heard him talk about this yesterday.
Yeah, and that's what's been frustrating Lane. Lane's been the one saying all the time, you got to get that strength of schedule in there, pal. And now, he told the other coaches that.
And then, of course, in the SEC, they're asking the schools to play another Power 4 team, where in the Big Ten, they're all playing G5 teams, basically.
It's another reason for the SEC
to break away completely.
Well, yeah, if they break away, they could only screw themselves, which is what they did here.
It says, I'm ready for the games to start. I'm just tired of all this nonsense talk that's going on. Let's just get the game started. Because it'll take my mind off of this other stuff that's happening, that's all this clutter that is out there.
Well, was there strength of schedule at the World Cup? Did that have anything
to do with it? It's funny. My friends who are way more into the World Cup than this, some of my college buddies, they were talking about after Argentina lost. Well, Argentina didn't play anybody.
Well, Spain, why did Spain play so many more games than everybody else?
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Kick so everybody away. Has strength of schedule problems.
All right, we'll get to Raymond Parch, our first guest here, coming up after this on Tiger Rag Radio. Stay tuned. Much more coming up.
Cluck your way to a big win. Play Chicken Scratch Bingo Tripler from the lottery. Win up to $50,000. Get ready to ruffle some feathers with big wins. Ready to stack up the cash? Then play $100,000 cash stacks from the lottery. Top prize, $100,000. Pile on the fun with $100,000 cash stacks. Louisiana Lottery, celebrating 35 years of reasons to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
If you love LSU, don't settle for headlines. Everyone else already has. At TigerRag.com and in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find breaking news, exclusive interviews, recruiting, game analysis, and the investigative reporting that's making headlines across Louisiana. Recently named Louisiana's first place breaking news winner by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association, Tiger Rag delivers independent journalism covering the business, the politics, and the games of LSU athletics. Visit TigerRag.com every day. Tiger Rag, independent, fearless LSU.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. Tropical Storm Bertha continues making its way to Louisiana. National Weather Service meteorologist Jacob Zarang says there are two main threats that Bertha brings to the Louisiana coast.
The biggest threats is going to be storm surge. We'll see up to 2 to 4 feet of inundation on the eastern facing shores, and then also tropical storm force wind gusts, starting as early as Wednesday morning and lasting throughout the day on Wednesday.
So what exactly is the source of the cyclosporiasis outbreak that has now sickened 68 people in Louisiana? The FDA originally said it was contaminated lettuce from Taylor Farms, but it has since backtracked on that. Senator Bill Cassidy says it underscores the importance of being totally sure of these things before going public with the information.
In fairness, this is a difficult organism to isolate, but when you're going to impact consumption, then you need to have your facts correct before you release them.
LRN.
LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
With the new district lines making his path to re-election much more challenging, Congressman Cleo Field says he will not be running for another term. Instead, Field says he will run for the state Senate seat left vacant by the death of Larry Selders. Field is expected to make his official announcement Friday morning in Baton Rouge. UL Lafayette Athletic Director Ryan Maggard will become Missouri's deputy AD after 9 years in Lafayette.
Locked On Sunbelt podcast host Dave Schultz says Maggard's biggest accomplishment was directing a $65 million renovation to the football stadium.
That's what he came in to do. Other ADs had tried to do that and they could not, and it needed to be refurbished and redone, and he did it.
The athletics department reported a $13 million deficit this year. Schultz says that was not entirely Maggard's fault, but he's had to hold the blame for others.
He could just never be AD and try to get the program going. There was always something going on outside of the program.
Maggard said he took the Mizzou job to return closer to family and his new granddaughter. I'm Case Kieschnick.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
We're back to Tiger Rag Radio.
Wow, that's interesting.
Welcome back here to Tiger Rag Radio. Todd Horn, Glenn Gilbel, Case Kieschnick, our producer. And let's bring in our first guest of the night. And we are heard on the radio station that he's heard on as well every midday, and that is ESPN Southwest Radio in Lafayette and Lake Charles. Raymond Parsh is there with his contingent in Tampa. Raymond, how you doing tonight? Thanks for joining us on the show. Thanks for allowing us to be on the airwaves on your stations. We appreciate it.
Well, we greatly appreciate y'all partnering up with us. We love having Tiger Rag Radio and letting all our folks in Southwest Louisiana be able to hear what you guys do every week. And it's a pleasure to be on with you guys as always, man.
And we appreciate you saying that. And we appreciate Jeff. And we appreciate Ty.
And we appreciate you. And we appreciate
football. Hey, so Raymond, we've been hearing about all the coaches and everything. But what I want to hear about is what is going on in Tampa at night. What did you do last night? What was the media party like, and what'd you have to drink?
Well, I will go back to Sunday, brother, because Uh-oh. We were supposed Uh-oh. To fly out. Okay, so we were supposed to fly out on Sunday out of New Orleans, and then our flight got delayed, and then it got delayed again, and then they just decided to say, well, you know what, we're going to fly you, we can fly you to Miami around midnight, but you'll have to spend the night in a hotel, and then we'll fly you into Tampa from Miami on Monday. So we decided to drive impromptu on Sunday. And let me tell you, that stretch of road between Tallahassee, Florida, and Tampa,
that's long, man. I've made that.
It's long. It's filled with deer and abandoned hotels from the 1950s. So it's a beautiful part of the country. We nearly got in a wreck. A deer jumped in front of us right by the
Jesus.
Airport. We got in like at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sundays, Monday morning rather. So. But no, it was it was good. We had our little media soiree last night at a place called American Social right there on the bay. I had no idea Tampa was this nice.
Oh yeah,
I'd never been before, so I didn't realize it was that much that many people with boats and yachts everywhere. We had a good time. I had a little Crown and a Sprite. I had a couple of those at the bar. You know, Glenn, you've been to these things. You have to take advantage of the free food and the free drinks, my friend. So, and then tonight we had the little media thing where the Tampa Bay Lightning play. So that was nice, and they were giving out like little party prizes of like free cigars and stuff like that. So it's been nice. I'm actually sitting outside right now. Outside of BayCare Ballpark, because I'm a big baseball guy, so I got a chance to make the short drive over to Clearwater to see minor league baseball.
Well, Raymond, what's the one conversation that's happening there that really matters that fans should really actually care about? Because there seems to be a lot of posturing going on.
Well, I mean, look at these events. That's really what it's about, right? It's about not giving you anything and a lot of posturing, right? And so you kind of expect that. What I was surprised by, and what's been the big talking point, is something I've been talking about on the radio, and you guys have been probably talking about it on Tiger Rag Radio as well. This whole thing of it feels like the SEC, the Big Ten, and whoever they want to invite to their party are going to pull away from the NCAA for football only, right?
Right.
And you feel it. Like, we've been covering the sport long enough to know when we can see how things are headed in a particular direction. And it's a $1 billion industry, college football is. There's so much revenue from television that drives everything. All these decisions being made in football are driven by TV revenue. I mean, that's what it boils down to. So we've been seeing it. I've been talking about this for years. When I heard the commish, who's very careful with his words, by the way. We know this. Like, Greg Sankey doesn't say anything that he doesn't want to be said, how he wants it to be said, and how he wants it to be delivered to the public, okay? And when he goes up there in his opening address, he opens up media days, and he mentions that, there's been real conversations had about them going out on their own. Right. And that, he would prefer those conversations not be seen on the ticker the next day and everything else like that. Like, that stood out to me. Like, that set the tone for this media days.
Yeah, you're right. Because often he would have, dispelled that rumor. But he welcomed it. Excellent.
And he didn't. And then, so he puts that out there. And, you know, I have them scheduled to come on the show on Thursday, so I'm going to ask them to follow up about that. But then when you hear Kirby Smart this morning echo that sentiment mm-hmm. and saying that this is something that he's been talking about or wanting for a couple of years, that tells me that this is going to happen quicker than we thought it was going to happen. Like, if the power brokers in the mighty SEC and the man who leads the most powerful conference in college athletics, if they're having legitimate conversations about this, and they've been doing it for years now, and now they're telling us about it, a room full of, you know, scoundrels, you know, media folks, if they're telling us all this, this tells me that I would go on a limb and say that there's a framework already being put in place. And I thought it was 10 years away. I think by the time we get to the 2030s, that SEC, Big Ten, and whoever else they want to decide to bring to the party are going to have a football league that is not affiliated with the NCAA.
And the interesting thing about what you just said, because we had a previous discussion in the first half hour of Tiger Rag Radio tonight, and Jeff had a coronary when I tried to explain to him that it's possible it could be
still could football, be leverage, though.
Football.
Might just be leverage.
Yeah, but it could very possily be, just like Raymond just said, happen
but
in the next few years.
But he's talking down the road, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what we're talking about, yeah. Because that's when the TV contracts expire. But whatever. The point is it could be football only. Could you explain
Correct.
That, how it could be football only in your mind?
Well, because football is the driving force for everything. And the football, you kid, you know, I bring this up all the time to folks. I go, do you ever notice when you look at the national championship trophy in football, whether it's with the playoff or where it was with the BCS, you ever, never notice you don't see the NCAA logo prominently placed anywhere, if at all?
Yep.
You know, that's been going on for decades, right?
Right, it's already separate.
Like, right, it already is separate. Now, they lean on the NCAA for a lot of things, right? But they believe that they have the amount of money to, you know, they use the lazy term, and it's been used out there in the last year or so. Well, NFL 2.0. I don't think that's what they want, okay? They just want to run college football the way they want it run. You understand what I'm saying? So they want to put in the rules that they want to put in for eligibility. They want to put in the rules that they want to put in for NIL. They want to put in the rules they want to for how many times a player can transfer, you know, coaches' salaries, academic requirements. They want to dictate and control all of that.
But okay? Can they even agree on the rules, Raymond? They can't. That's why they went crawling to Congress to do that.
And that is correct.
So there is I don't think they are smart enough to pull it off without destroying.
Well, no. They're smart enough, Jeff. They're smart enough. Their egos get in the way, and there's a difference, right? Intelligence has nothing to do with your ego, right? Because everyone believes that they're right. What has to happen to make this to expedite the process is that the SEC is going to have to get all their people on board. And they're going to have a unified approach to this. And then they're going to have to find a dance partner. And if they find a dance partner, and we assume it's the Big Ten, even though they bicker about things already now, right? But let's just say the SEC have talks with the Big 12, and the Big 12 says, you know, the exact way that you're talking about doing things with NIL and transfer portal and academic requirements and so forth and budgets and all this stuff, we're on board. If the SEC can find one league to be a dance partner, then that kind of forces the others to kind of maybe compromise on what they want to do, right? That's the messy part of this. That is the one, I agree with you, that's the one hiccup on this. If the egos in the room from the Big Ten, the Big 12, the SEC, and you would assume the ACC and Notre Dame, if they all can put their egos aside to say, this is what we really want to do, because they really want to run college football because it's the one that makes the most money. Look, you guys know this. Glenn reports on this. Tiger Rag reports on this. Okay, football, even when a football team is terrible, they make money. They make money hand over fist. Okay, the other sports can't say that.
That's true.
So you know, you know, people ask me on the street about this. They're like, well, what about, you know, at LSU, what about women's basketball? And I go, if they can make a ton of money and keep generating a ton of money, they'll leave women's basketball to just be governed by the – like, they don't care about those other sports. Football is its own entity. It survives on its own. It just truly does. I mean, there's a reason why every sports information department in this country primarily has one person dedicated for football. They're not cross-pollinating the departments, okay? Over at LSU, you get Kent Lowe. He helps out with football, helps out Bonnet, but he's your primary men's basketball. But Michael's the one that runs the SID department for football.
That's true.
That's, you understand what I'm saying? They're already a separate entity as it is. And so they don't care about that, and they'll let the rest of the sports be ran by the NCAA. And that's what they'll do.
So when it comes to the game itself, what's the biggest news out there about the SEC right now?
You know, there's a lot of buzz. A couple of things have surprised me about, like, the game. I keep hearing stuff about Josh Heupel being on the hot seat at Tennessee. And I go, okay, y'all remember what Tennessee was before he got there, right? Like, for a good stretch. They weren't very good. Do you want Derek Dooley back? Right? Like, is that what you're wanting? Like,
you know what?
They went
though,
to the playoff but, 2 years ago.
But Raymond, his winning percentage is worse than Brian Kelly's. But I understand your point. They because of the bad coaches that he came after, he's seen in some circles as pretty good. Okay, like compared to Derek Dooley and so forth. But really, he's been pretty average, is how I see it. And if he has another average-type season like last year, he could be on the hot seat. Maybe not right now, but he could be.
Not right now, but like a year out. And I think that's a fair point. You know, they have a big question mark at quarterback, too. How are they going to go with that?
He's terrible at getting quarterbacks. He's like a quarterback guru, and he can't get him. He can't find him.
He's supposed to be the guru. So, but I was interesting, like, you know, obviously Tennessee went day one. But it was interesting that, of course, a lot of talk about Shane Beamer being on a hot seat. But let me tell you, the talk, every national person that's walking through the hallways is making sure to even tell janitorial staff that they think Lane Kiffin should be winning a national championship or playing for one in year one. If not, it's a massive disappointment. And I just smile and I go, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Raymond, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate your time. Thanks for checking in from Tampa. We'll have to get you on again soon.
Anytime, brother. Y'all have a great show.
All right, Raymond Parch from ESPN Southwest Radio. We'll take a break. More of Tiger Rag Radio right after this.
LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath & Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath & Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
This is Tiger Rag Radio.
They're all the way up. Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo. We were just talking to Tennessee about Tennessee with Raymond Parch from ESPN Southwest Radio in Lafayette and Lake Charles. So far, Case, there's two good clips that are up for, I guess, best sound bites of the week. Let's hear the one about Josh Heupel and when asked about how Lane Kiffin may be treated when he returns to Knoxville this time around.
Certainly hope our fan base hasn't cooled off. So, you know, whether it's the grocery stores being fully stocked with mustard or, you know, our sports stores making sure that they got reinforcements on the golf balls. Hopefully Knoxville's ready for his arrival.
Deadpan Josh Heupel.
Yeah, he's trying to sell mustard and golf balls. Hopes that it keeps the special interest brokers there in Knoxville.
SEC ought to fine him for starting a riot.
The SEC doesn't enforce rules. I went over that in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. Not against themselves.
No, that's for sure. They just, anyway, I don't want to go back down that path. But that was an interesting comment. I didn't see that one coming from him.
I think it's interesting. I also think it's probably going to be any mustard or golf balls that are going to be thrown are going to have to be thrown in the first or second quarter because I think it's pretty much going to be over by then.
Wow.
And if somebody throws a golf ball real far, Josh might try to sign him, but probably lose him to Lane.
November 21st is when LSU is at Tennessee.
It'll probably be cold there.
Yeah, it could be. Last time LSU was at Tennessee, that was when that crazy rainstorm came, and Ed Orgeron was all he had was, you know, his typical polo shirt,
did he take off his shirt?
No, he did not. But he was that was a beating.
What was that? 2020? You're talking about or 21?
Was that an 18? Wasn't it an 18?
Oh, before the championship. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it was an 18 was the last time they've been to Tennessee.
Wow, okay.
That sounds about right, yeah. Will Stein, LSU facing Kentucky in October. This was an interesting soundbite from Will Stein on why he thinks the Wildcat football program can win and win at a high level.
I think because of me, to be honest. Because of me. I think I know what it takes. I've seen it at the highest levels. I know what it takes to recruit at this level. And you just got to believe, man. You just got to put the ball down and play.
Wow, that's interesting. That's a different version of Clark Lee. Remember when Clark Lee came out and said we're going to contend for the national championship? But I tell you, he's sticking to it, man. He's done a lot better than people thought he would.
Clark Lee is Vanderbilt's coach, by the way.
Well, everybody knows that.
Well, no, not everybody.
Well, Brian Kelly does.
Yeah, Brian Kelly definitely does.
But I like the moxie. I like, you got to come in.
I would say.
Kirk Cengeni has this kind of ego about him, so it worked for him. Let's see if it works.
That's good. I think he should have an ego. I think he should have confidence. And I think he should have hired a different offensive coordinator.
You did smirk, right, when you heard that, as did I. But I thought it was a pretty cool comment. I tell you, though, none better than – this is going way back for you young boys can remember. But in the 1985 or 86 SEC media days in Birmingham, Emory Ballard was the coach at Mississippi State, and he came out and said, "We're going to win the SEC." I mean, and everybody, and I think he got fired that year.
Kentucky's quarterback, he talked about Joe Sloan as his offensive coordinator, and Case has got a soundbite on that.
He's one of the main reasons that I'm at Kentucky, kind of like Stein. He's a great, great guy, great person to be around, a lot of energy, and he loves football, and obviously really smart. He's coached some really good quarterbacks in the past, and he knows what he's doing.
That is Kenny Minchie, who is the Notre Dame transfer that's now the starting quarterback at Kentucky. That sounded a lot like Garrett Nussmeier. Those are the things he would say about him.
Well, here's some advice to Kenny. Don't let him call plays.
And Garrett's on the phone to Kenny. Transfer. Transfer the next window.
All right, let's take a break. More, we'll wrap up hour number one, a lively hour number one. Chris Gordy will join us, Lockdown SEC podcast host, coming up in the next hour. Also, Dan Zakrzewski. I think I'm saying that right.
Dan Zakrzewski.
He will join us to talk about Ryan Clark being let go at ESPN, along with several other prominent on-air people over at ESPN, including Carl Ravich, who's been calling SEC men's basketball, and of course, calling games at the College World Series. He was let go today as well.
He's a good one, too.
We'll take a break. More of Tiger Rag Radio after this.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
Cluck your way to a big win. Play Chicken Scratch Bingo Tripler from the lottery. Win up to $50,000. Get ready to ruffle some feathers with big wins. Ready to stack up the cash? Then play $100,000 cash stacks from the lottery. Top prize, $100,000. Pile on the fun with $100,000 cash stacks. Louisiana Lottery, celebrating 35 years of reasons to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
If you love LSU, don't settle for headlines everyone else already has. At TigerRag.com and in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find breaking news, exclusive interviews, recruiting, game analysis, and the investigative reporting that's making headlines across Louisiana. Recently named Louisiana's first place breaking news winner by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association, Tiger Rag delivers independent journalism covering the business, the politics, and the games of LSU athletics. Visit TigerRag.com every day. Tiger Rag, independent, fearless LSU. LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
How you doing? This is Snoop Dogg.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are tuned in.
Talk LSU sports, interviews, opinions, and your calls around the Tiger Nation.
Baton Rouge was a life for me, home of the LSU Tigers.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Hey, we love to score and get highlights and championships and play to win.
Tiger Rag Radio.
All right, back here on Tiger Rag Radio, we spent the first hour talking a lot about the comments of Greg Sankey and the legislation that they are seeking out of Congress. There has been a development about that, right? It actually probably broke when we were on the air. Senator Tommy Tuberville, of course, the former head football coach at Auburn and Ole Miss, has sent a memo to Republican legislative directors today. And he is telling them to oppose the Protect College Sports Act and instead approve a bill that only regulates eligibility, basically the 5 for 5. You got 5 years to play 5 years. And the one-time exception for transfers, where you can transfer once without having to sit out. And then he says the legislation would also restore enforcement. So nothing about pulling media rights, nothing about trying to limit conference expansion, just the bare bones. Basically, this is what SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey is looking for.
Well, I'm sure he, Tommy has some allegiances to the SEC. He spent most of his career there. So that's probably a smart move by the SEC if Sankey orchestrated that. I'm sure he had something to do with it. Why do you think just trying to maybe push the media pool argument to next year, or to just keep him out of it? Or
keep him out of it
in...
for right now.
Right, right.
And he does say, and I read a little bit of the letter there during the break, he says, college athletics does not need a federal takeover. They don't need all these kind of... This is the thing that...
But yet they're the ones that went into it. That's what gets me. Sankey and Petiti went into it. Now they're saying, oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, so then we'll keep our eye on that. Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC Podcast, the host of that show that you can download every day, Monday through Friday. He will join us when we come back, so stay tuned for that as we got to take a break for the top of the hour break. This is Tiger Rag Radio. Thanks for listening. We got one more hour to go, so a lot to get to here on the show.